we were part of a group of bishops of the Coordination of Episcopal Conferences in support of the Church in the Holy Land. And this was a group that was set up by the Holy See in 1998 in support of the Church, and they've met every year since. This year we went to the West Bank and we were in Bethlehem, where we discussed the issues which surround the whole area of the Church in the West Bank and in Israel and in Gaza. And of course, at the same time, the conflict was going on in Gaza. We were very conscious of it and of the suffering of the people. And one of the most moving moments in it all was when we had a conference call from Father Manuel, who was the parish priest out there in Gaza, with a very, very small Christian community in Gaza, but nevertheless, to hear him speak and to hear the suffering of the people out there, and to hear what they had done within the Christian community in support of the people who were suffering as a result of the conflict was very, very moving. And while there, we travelled to different parishes in the West Bank to celebrate Mass on Sunday and to meet the local community. And there's no doubt that on everybody's lips and in everybody's minds was the suffering of the people in Gaza, and we shared that with them. And they held collections in support of the people of Gaza to help their suffering and to try and get humanitarian aid. And we prayed for a ceasefire. And indeed, that peace with justice would come to the people in Gaza. We're very, very conscious of it. And you couldn't but be moved going around the West Bank of the suffering of the people. Now, I know the issue was complex, both for Israel and for the Palestinians. I'm well aware of that, both politically and socially. But nevertheless, we still hope and pray for a just and lasting peace for both sides.
So what would your message be to the international leaders at this time?
My message would be to continue to talk, continue to discuss, and continue with your best efforts to work towards a just and lasting peace for both sides. Aware of the complexities, but nevertheless, use all your influence, use all your powers of persuasion to try and bring about that just and lasting peace.
And to people here at home who probably feel really helpless looking at the images on television, what can we do?
Well, certainly I would pray for the people of the Holy Land. I would continue, and I would support this, I would continue to go in pilgrimage to the Holy Land. I think it's very, very important that we are seen to support the Church out there by visiting the holy places, and also to visit the local communities, the living stones, as they call them. And the Latin Patriarch made it very clear, as did many of the people of the Patriarchate and many of the communities, that they would welcome people to come to them in the West Bank and to stay with them over the weekend as part of a pilgrimage, and to meet the people who are there, who live there, and also to visit the holy sites. So yes, I would encourage the people here at home to continue to go on pilgrimage, certainly to help financially in whatever way they could, to support the works and the projects that go on through the Church in the Holy Land, and of course to pray for them.
I suppose in some ways you can understand how people here don't differentiate. It's like when people were talking about not coming to Ireland when we had the troubles in Belfast, you know, they weren't even going to Kerry, for example, from abroad, that when they hear about going to the Holy Land, they're now immediately saying, oh, I better wait, or maybe I should leave it till next year.
That's absolutely true. And people here at home may very well be frightened to go because of what they hear and what they've seen on the media. But Gaza is a little bit away from the holy sites. And I don't think there would be any danger in them going to go on, to continue to go on pilgrimage and to visit there. I mean, the protection is very good. People are very aware of pilgrimage out there. And all I can say is that I would encourage them.
Now, at the moment, there does seem to be some glimmer of hope, and peace is being talked about. And would you feel hopeful that they will go ahead?
Well, yes, I would always be hopeful, and I would also be optimistic that this peace will hold. Certainly, the international community has certainly rallied and come around to try and support this ceasefire. And I would hope, certainly, and pray that it'll lead to a more lasting and enduring peace on both sides. And I do again stress, this is a complex issue. We're not always aware of the full implications for both sides, but nevertheless, I would be hopeful and I would be optimistic.